Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
She's being blackmailed, and she wanted us to do a background check on the person that is blackmailing her. I know this happens in real life, but I always say this about blackmail, where it just feels like things that only happen in movies and TV shows and stuff like that.
I know we've talked about that before, but I'm pretty sure we've taken callers who have legitimately been blackmailed. It's a real thing.
My dude getting blackmailed as we speak.
Yeah.
It happens in real life.
Right. So Eileen here is having it happen to her as well, and she wants to sort of stop it while it's happening. Hey, Eileen.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. Okay, so what is this blackmail about?
Okay, so first off, I'm desperate for a way to escape the grasp of this manipulative coworker of mine.
What's going on?
Okay, so this coworker, he has a little bit of dirt on me from our workplace, and he's been blackmailing me to take on the majority of the workload, and I'm tired of it.
All right, well, let's focus on you for a second. What is the dirt that he has on you?
Okay, so let's just say that I may have mistakenly cost the company a significant amount of money.
How much money?
A good amount, but nobody ever was going to find out. And yes, it was my fault, but if the higher-ups did find out, I feel like, of course, I'd lose my job. And, you know, in this economy, I really need it. So I can't afford to lose it.
Okay, a significant amount of money here. Okay, and how are they blackmailing you?
So this coworker is the only one who knows about it. And he keeps giving me his workload, and I've kind of had enough. Like, first of all, my workload is a lot. Then I'm getting double the workload. And then he needs help, or so he says. But I know he's just doing this because he's holding this blackmail over my head.
How did he find out?
He kind of was doing the math, I guess you could say, and then kind of realized it and addressed me. And he was like, don't worry, I'm not going to say anything. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I thought that would be the end of it. But then he would be like, hey, can you help me finish this? Can you help me? And now it's just like a regular thing. He's like, oh, can you take on this project? Even though it has nothing to do with my job.
So I'm curious, Eileen. So when he's asking, so he's not saying, hey, do this, or I'm going to tell the company what you did. He's just been dumping extra load on you, and you feel like you have to do this stuff because he has this information on you.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, yeah.
So if you just feel like he's holding it over your head, why does this feel like blackmail? Because when I picture blackmail, I picture those scenes in movies where they corner you in a dark alley and they're like, hey, I have all the bank statements and I have the auditors on the phone. So why do you feel like, are you just catastrophizing here?
No, it's like a passive-aggressive blackmailing, because I know he has this information and I know that he's the kind of person where I don't trust him 100%. And so I feel like he would use this information to blackmail me or tell my boss. And I know that's why, because he's never asked me to help him with his workload before. This is a new thing. But now it's on a weekly basis, and I'm just, swamped, and I'm overwhelmed.
Now,
and I can't say no.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Eileen. Have you ever tested this theory that this is what he's doing is blackmail by when he's asking you to do something and you're just like, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm too swamped. And see then if he would be like, well, if you don't do it, then I'm going to tell the company. Then there, I think you have like foolproof evidence that, yeah, he is definitely using you for blackmail and to get, you know, work off of his plate. You ever thought about saying no?
No, because I don't want to take the chance of, and I don't want to risk losing my job, you know?
So you want a safety net, and that's why you came to us to do a background check on this guy, hoping there might be something there. So if he comes to you and says, here's more work, you can go, well, those days are over. Because because I know this about you. Is that what you wanted?
Yes, I want you to use your PI so I can get a little dirt on him.
Okay, so Tommy has a PI, and we asked her to do a background check.
We did, and Eileen, your back's going to feel a lot lighter because we're about to get that monkey off of it.
Oh, really?
Hey. This guy, some of the information that we got, this is some of the best information our PI has ever uncovered. Some of the juiciest. Let's just say his dating past is going to catch up with him.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Eileen, hang out for a couple of seconds, and Tommy will tell you what our PI found, okay?
Will do.
Okay, I bet you're not going anywhere now. Burt Show background check.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So our listener Eileen is being blackmailed. She wanted us to do a background check on the person that's doing the blackmailing. We did that, and we got some dirt on this person, and we will share it with Eileen here in just 1 second. But before we get to that, we need a quick update from Kristen on the quote-unquote, finger quote, experiment.
It was research, people.
Uh-huh.
It was an experiment. This time yesterday, I told you about the wreaths that had been sitting in the yard from Christmas, and then I moved them behind the garbage cans, and they had been sitting there for a solid 2 months. This experiment went on from January 16th to March 11th, and I texted my husband. He said, I asked about another man disposing of the wreaths, and he was like, no, I will do it today. This experiment has come to a close.
Oh.
The test.
The experiment.
The test.
Has come to a close.
Uh-huh.
I am happy to report that in the name of science, the wreaths have been disposed of.
Yay!
I pulled into the driveway. Yep. It's the first thing I looked at. There are no wreaths behind the bins. Done.
So all you have to do is publicly humiliate your husband and you will get exactly what you want.
Yeah, he wasn't really happy with me yesterday.
I bet.
Another win for Kristen Klingshirn and PhD.
All right, so let's get Eileen back on here. Tommy's got results. Eileen, are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right, so Eileen told us a couple of minutes ago that she made a big old mistake at work, and it's cost the company a lot of money. And a coworker found out about it and hasn't been, like, directly blackmailing her, like, okay, I've got this on you, so long as you do what I tell you to do, then I won't tell the company. But he's been passive aggressive enough over and over and over again that she knows what's going on. So she hits us up. We have a PI that will do the background check, and she's very, very good. And Tommy told you that you're going to feel a little more relief today than you did before you called us.
Yep, we're about to get the monkey off your back. I reached out to our PI. She got to work, and through a thorough search, she came back with some info that I think you're going to be very happy with. While there was no criminal record on this guy, there were disturbing patterns found in his past behavior when it comes to dating. Now, this is a first. She combed through old posts, online reviews, and forums, and discovered multiple women publicly warning others about this man's shady behavior.
Oh, it's like those Facebook groups you talk about, Abby.
The one I got kicked out of.
Yeah. So there, for those that don't know about what these groups are, you want to explain it real quick?
Yeah, there's these Facebook groups that you can join, and they're in different cities. And basically, women will post the guys that they've been dating, and they'll either ask, hey, does anyone have any tea on this guy, like anything I should know about? And women will help out the other women, being like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know anything about this guy. I'm sure it's fine. Or be like, oh, no, he gave my girlfriend, or he gave my friend an STD, or he is a baby mama that he won't tell you about. And it's just a way to information share so you can date safer.
Do dudes have a similar site?
Not that I'm aware of. If there is one, I'm definitely on it.
Yeah, there's a lane for it. So his reputation was not criminal, but it was definitely less than ideal in the dating world. So this was a first, and I thought this was genius. She did a Google image reverse with the guy's picture and found a post of him with multiple women complaining about going on a date with this guy. And this is what the post said with the photo of the guy. Beware, insert guy's name. I went on one date with this guy's name, and we will not be going on a second one. After he showed up, got wasted and handsy, and then left me to pay the bill and make sure he got home safe when he was passed out. Has anyone else had any experiences with this guy? There were a couple of comments that stood out. Comment number one. OMG, I literally had the same exact experience with this man, LMAO. But after passing out, he literally had an, in quotes, accident. So count yourself lucky that didn't happen to you.
Oh, my God.
He, like, peed himself?
Either peed or...
Poo-pooed?
Okay.
That was what I thought was being implied.
Okay.
Because he was passed out. Uh-huh. At first, when I read it, I thought, accident. Oh, no, he drove. But then he was passed out. Mm, so
okay.
Then I thought, you know.
He soiled his pants.
He soiled his pants.
It's such a polite Southern way to say somebody.
Hey, man, you soiled your pants.
The other comment, I think he literally shows up just to get women to pay for his drinks because we went for drinks once, and I had to leave him after he spent most of the night projectile puking across the bar.
Damn. I can't keep
Don't recommend.
It's coming out both ends.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Okay, so that's a lot, but is it enough to stop the quote-unquote blackmail?
Yeah, as much as I love the tea, I don't understand how this would hold up against him, like, in a workplace environment. Okay. Like, so what? You threw up at a bar.
Imagine if you printed out this guy's picture in the post and all these comments. I mean, these are just two of the worst, but there were more. What our PI has put together a PDF presentation.
Shut up.
Where I can send this to Eileen. She can print it out, and it can be in everybody's mailbox at work.
So
would that get him fired?
Anonymously.
We're not looking to get him fired. We're looking to get him to stop trying to get her to do his work.
So I think this has to be done in the same type of passive-aggressive way as he's doing it. Because we don't have, like, definitive. We can't really call it blackmail.
No.
So the last thing you really want to do is tick this guy off so he does tell the company and you lose your job. So how do you do it in a passive-aggressive way?
Well, I guess what you could do, Eileen, is just say, hey, I think I saw you on one of those Are We Dating the Same Guy websites, blah, 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 blah. And he'll be like, oh, really? What was on there? And you just tell him. And you just kind of give him that side eye of what you've seen. Be like, oh, yeah, they're saying this about you. And it might be enough for him to shut up knowing that you have all this dirt on him.
And I wouldn't bring it up immediately. You have said, he hasn't come out and said, hey, you stole or you lost the company money, whatever. I need you to do X, Y, Z. He's just been piling more workload on you. So today at work, when he inevitably comes up to you and asks you to do something, just say no. Be like, just say, I can't, I'm swamped. So start saying no. If he then outright says, listen, if you don't start doing this stuff, I'm going to tell the company what you did. Then that's when you pull out the red card out your back pocket. Look at me using my soccer reference. You like that?
Very good.
Pull out the red card out your back pocket and be like, okay, well, if you do that, then I'm going to do this.
Guys, this is so perfect. Can you please email me the post?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the PDF.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to print them out, And I'm going to tell him I'm done being your blackmail lackey, okay? And if he doesn't leave me alone, I'm printing this out and I'm putting it in everyone's mailbox
now
at
you're
work,
talking.
Including his boss.
Now you're just
come
playing,
on, Eileen.
You're playing? Come on.
I was going to do it. Nah. I was going to do it.
You're too young for that.
That was the goat.
you're too
hey,
young.
Hey, Mo, it's a song. Come on, Eileen.
Thank you. At this moment.
I got it.
You're like, shut up.
Texas Midnight Runners, 1983.
Here is Chrissy, who has some advice for you. Hey, Chrissy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Great. It's good to talk to you. I think she should make out a list of the top three and then start throwing them out in front of other people as if they happened to her. You know, I had a date last night. You wouldn't believe what this guy did.
Oh,
and then go through and see if it strikes a chord with him. And then a few days later, you know what? I have a friend. Come to find out, she went out with the same guy. And this time, he passed out and peed himself. And then he's going to go, wait a minute.
You women are so good. You're so good.
Well, based off
of being bad.
Based off these posts, he might not remember what he did.
Yeah, right.
I know.
All right, Eileen, you got plenty of ammunition now, so go do with it what you will, okay?
Oh, thank you guys so much. I'm relieved.
All right.
Now I can go back to my normal job.
Which apparently he was also when he was super drunk. He paid his pants.
No, he soiled himself.
He sold himself. All right, Kristen, it is time for Kristen to bring stupid to the Burt Show.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid,
stupid. Yo, you don't even know what stupid is.
I think so Abby brought it.
All stupid up in here.
Before you did a couple of minutes ago.
That was a great reference. Come on, Eileen. All right, here is your stupid bit for the week. What is going on your tombstone? I know
pepperoni.
What is that a reference? Tombstone pizza?
What is
the
happening?
Frozen pizza?
How do you get the Dexy Midnight
Runners?
Right. Like not this one.
Like Giorno? Tombstone? Oh, yeah, like it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno? Yes.
Yeah, same
Tombstone's
thing.
Another one. Yeah. What's going on your tombstone?
And I shop at Whole Foods.
So what's going on your death tombstone, not your pizza tombstone?
You used to be so cool. Then you joined the show, man.
7 years, my brother. 7 years.
All right, so I got this from Holden Davenport 7 on Instagram. You guys are not choosing what's going on your tombstone. Something else is.
If you died today and your last text message that you sent was on the front of your tombstone, what would the front of your tombstone say?
Oh, everybody grab your phone.
Boy.
This isn't the last text you received. This is the last text you sent out. And this is the phrase, the word, the mess. This is what's going on your tombstone for eternity. And I will gladly kick it off. The last text message I sent was to my husband, and going on my tombstone is, Jimmy had a big poop.
Are you serious? That's on the tombstone.
That is on my tombstone. Jimmy had a big poop. If you're a parent, you know, you talk a lot about fecal stuff. I don't know why, but you do. And your kids' bowel movements are very important. So that's what's going on my tombstone.
Mine is kind of anticlimactic. It just says bless. Yeah, Stacy, my ex-wife, sent me a picture of me and Hollis when he must have been 3 years old, and I was going through my Justin Bieber hair phase.
Mm.
So it's the two of us looking very differently than we do now. So I just hit her back and I said, bless.
Bless.
That was it.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
All right, mine was actually to Tom yesterday, and it just says, where'd you disappear to?
That would be
which
good.
Which is kind of perfect.
That's fun.
On a tombstone, where'd you disappear to?
I think mine is actually really fitting.
Yeah.
It was a text message of my lady asking me, did my friend do something that she knew I asked my friend to do, and mm-hmm. they didn't do it. So I text her, see why I don't ask for S.
That would be good.
That's
very pretty.
Mine is actually perfect because I sent a photo to my mom yesterday because I had a mental breakdown, and I just texted her, on the bright side, my body looks good.
That's right. Works perfect.
I love it.
The Burt Show.